Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Bosch Rexroth Industrial Podcast. My name is Robert Weber, and my guest today is Benjamin König. Benjamin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Robert, for the invitation.
Today, we want to talk about the hydraulic hub, a platform for the hydraulic business. But before we start, please introduce yourself briefly to the listeners.
Yeah, welcome from my side too. My name is Benjamin König. I'm with Bosch Rexroth since 2012. I was working in a couple of areas of Bosch Rexroth, always in the field of software development or digitalization. And today I'm department head for digital service and service design here in Bosch Rexroth Industrial Hydraulic Environment. And I'm also the project manager for the Hydraulic Hub initiative, what we will talk about in
now. Yeah, exactly. We have already recorded a few episodes when it comes to hydraulics. And we mainly talked about hardware, and now we talk about a platform. How far is the industry when it comes to platforms like this?
Yeah, though platforms in total are not completely new to the hydraulic environment. But
it was hardware-driven platforms, right?
Exactly. Though in the past decades, we focusing on hardware platforms. So software platforms are not completely new, but the industry is not completely familiar with it. But the relevance is constantly increasing and the awareness is constantly increasing. And I think we are one of the front runners regarding this topic, and we are super happy that we can offer such a software platform for our customers.
Can you describe a little bit the hydraulic hub? What should it do? What pain points should the customer has? And how do you solve these pain points?
Okay, Robert, then let's start with the why. Why have we built the hydraulic hub? Though we have a couple of reasons for that. So we see the industry is changing. You know, the demands are changing. We see upcoming technologies, digitalization, electrification, software-driven, software-only products coming into the market. But at the same time, it is not only on the component level, it's also on the system, on the machine level. These technologies are pushing into the market, data, connectivity, etc., what we have since a couple of years. And based on this, the technology landscape becomes more and more complex. Though our service technicians, the colleagues in the field, has to deal with all these new technologies, not only with their sweet spot technology hydraulics, though there is more on top in the future. And in the same time, we lose so many expertise because of, for example, retirement. This expertise, which was built up since decades, yeah, and there is no possibility, no chance to close this gap in an acceptable time.
So it's a knowledge management tool, or what is it?
Knowledge is one of the key assets we provide for our customers, yes.
What does it mean, knowledge now? Do you combine the new landscape with your knowledge or the domain knowledge, or what do you do there?
We built the hydraulic hub on top of three pillars. So first of all is the product. We created a digital touch point for the complete industrial hydraulic product portfolio. Today we are talking about more than 500,000 products, which you can directly access digitally.
And it's growing.
And it's definitely growing. Yes, we know that we are not by 100%, but we do so much and do so hard work to constantly increase the coverage rate. So second part is data. So we try to digitize all our hydraulic knowledge, all our data sheets, all our best practices, etc., and binding it with the product. So we exactly know which data, which information, which knowledge is connected or should be connected to proper product itself.
So it's a digital twin of the product, or is it less, or is it in between?
It is something in between. I would say it is less than a digital twin, because when you talk about a digital twin, it is...
It's a simulation, right?
It's a digital representation of a physical product.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe it could be a simulation. Yeah.
It could be a simulation. One part, yeah. Exactly. And now we're talking about knowledge and information, which are relevant for these products. And the third part is processes. So we know in service and maintenance environment how these processes should work.
And we in the ideal world.
In an ideal world. And we provide such an ideal world scenario to our customers while we provide end-to-end journeys. That means that we start always at the beginning of a journey, of an end-to-end or of a service journey, and guide the customer, the user, step by step, providing at a specific time the right information, provide a clear guidance that the customer or the user is able to go step by step through the relevant task, and finally he will be successful.
Let's switch to the real-world applications. So is it a web-based application?
Yes.
The hydraulic app? So I can use it when I'm a field technician and I'm standing in front of the machine. I can use the hydraulic app, and the hydraulic app will eventually help me to fix the problem. Is it?
Exactly. So first of all, from the technology perspective, it's a cloud platform. It's a multi-cloud platform we provide here for our customers. And it's a pure web application, so you don't need to install any apps or something like that. So with every device, internet browser is available, you can directly access the hydraulic app.
Let's talk about a use case. So I'm a field technician standing in front of the machine. What should I do now?
Yes. So especially in the hydraulic environment, we have products which are running since decades, yeah, very well, no issues. And after, let's say, 30 years, the product is raising a hand and says, oh, now I need a bit of support. And very often, no documentation is available. Yeah, service technicians are in the first time in front of this machine, and nobody knows what exact product is in front of me. Mm-hmm. And here we support with the first step, with the product identification. Therefore, we provide, for example, a scan function. You can scan the type plate or a QR code if available. And by identification, we automatically narrowing down the right data for this product, provided it to the customer. That could be instructions, could be data sheets, or everything else we are able to provide for the customer in this to support him through the next tasks.
Okay, now I identified my machine, my component, and now I have further questions. Is it possible to chat to the documentation, to ask questions like a hydraulic GPT or something like that?
Yeah, the hydraulic hub is a tool which enables the service technician to a self-service approach. So the support guys in the back office should not be needed anymore. And therefore, we exactly provide a ChatGPT solution. In our environment, we call it Smart Assistant. And you can directly interact with this specific product because we provide a very specific data set, and you will interact just with this part of the data and not with a huge bunch of documentations we have in the hydraulic hub available.
And the large language model is trained on your data, right? It's a RAG approach.
Though the large language model is not trained with our data, but you're right, it's the RAG method. But we keep a high level of quality because when the user is interacting with the product, we let the large language model interact just with the small bunch of data relevant for this specific product. And that enables us to provide a high answer quality with high integrity and as less hallucinations as possible.
Yeah, that's the RAG approach, right? Less hallucination. Let's talk about the guys in the office, because someone has to manage the technicians in the field. What kind of solutions do you provide?
Yes, so the hydraulic hub should enable the complete field of service and maintenance activities. And therefore, we provide a special service. It's so-called a maintenance checklist. And this maintenance checklist should enable our customers, our users, to set up maintenance checklists for complete systems and machineries. And normally this is a task, it's more an organization or orchestration task. So you build up checklists for a machine and then you assign it to a proper service technician with all the information they need that they can perform the maintenance activities directly at the machine.
In the ideal world, everything is sold by Bosch Rexroth when it comes to hydraulics.
Yes.
But the real world approach is a bit different. So I have a lot of competitors in the market. What about non-Bosch Rexroth components or machine components?
Yeah, you mentioned the ideal world. Yeah. Unfortunately, we know this ideal world is not existing.
Not yet.
Yeah, we're working on it. Yeah. yes, you're right. So we are aware of that machines or system will containing also non-Rexroth products. And we know that the value for our customers is that they can build the complete or a representation of the complete machinery within such a tool. And that's the reason why we also add to the Rexroth environment, where we automatically provide all the maintenance checkpoints for our own products, but we also keep the possibility that you can add non-Rexroth products, Rexroth from, let's call them friends, to incorporate them in such specific checklists, and you can extend it and customize it in that matter you need it.
Can you share some facts and figures when it comes to efficiency gains through your platform?
Yeah, we also made some research regarding this. So we had a couple of customer interviews and discussions. And important, we want to offer the hydraulic hub for the newbies, so new hydraulic guys, as well as for the experts. Yeah, and depending on the service task you want to perform and the expert level you have, the hydraulic hub can gain efficiency level from, let's say, 25 till also 60%, depending on.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a good tool.
Yeah, it's a good tool. So do I need to buy a Bosch Rexroth component first to enter the hub, or is it a single product I can buy in the Bosch Rexroth world?
Yes, Robert, there is no binding between a component and the hydraulic hub. So the hydraulic hub is own or is a individual
product.
Exactly. Yeah. But there is something new for us and for our customers as well, because we provide a fully digital buyer journey. That means that we have an own marketplace now available here at Bosch Rexroth, and you have to register on this marketplace first to get access for the hydraulic hub. Therefore, we provide two subscription models. One is a freemium access, though you can access it with limited functionality, to be honest. And the premium version, it's a ABO business model behind, where you can access the full feature that for the hydraulic hub.
Let's have an outlook in the near future. Is the platform also capable to be the part where I have my digital machine, my digital twin, where I can handle this? Or is it a totally different approach?
No. So what I mentioned before with the maintenance checklist, this is for us the first step, the first approach to go exactly in this direction. Because in the end, we are talking nowadays about hydraulic applications. Yeah, but we also know and we also are aware that a machine is not only containing hydraulic application, and you have to maintain the whole part and have to document the whole part of a machinery. And that's the reason why we're also actually working on a solution for a so-called asset management part. But the big benefit here is that we are able to combine all our existing services with, for example, an asset management solution, and then we can provide additional value out of the single parts of the hydraulic hub.
So what is on your agenda for the next 6 months when it comes to the hydraulic hub?
So the asset management I mentioned before is definitely one of our key features we are currently working on. And a second element is that we want to provide a conversion tool. A conversion tool means that we want to be able to provide service to our customers where they can automatically find successor products. Successor products for Rexroth to Rexroth and from friends to Rexroth.
I wish you all the best. Keep fingers crossed for your platform. Benjamin, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert, for inviting me.